Is guacamole a fruit salad?
What is the best milkshake for bringing boys to the yard?
Ostriches are dinosaurs.
Don't piss off old people. New game.
What do you mean it gives you Arby's mouth?
Artisanal muck duck balls.
I think they call that auto fellatio.
I want to high five a shark.
Welcome to Bar Banter. Relax, have a drink with us as we debate the most controversial topics in the world today.
On today's podcast, we talk about inventing a flavor. Who is the worst TV character? And we determine what three unnecessary inventions would actually be helpful when exploring a new planet. But first, Benjamin Trimmer, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking little Land Shark beer tonight. Getting what is it, mid-June? Feeling a little Margaritaville. Drew Mullis, what are you drinking?
I'm sticking with my OG little tequila and ginger beer tonight. Richard Madison, what are you drinking?
I guess staying on brand and continuing my Tour de Georgia, I am having a Monday Night Brewery Taco Tuesday tonight.
Such a good beer.
Yes.
Fuck those guys.
Yes. Drew, if you sell your Gate City beer in Covington, I'll go buy it.
Yeah, I do, actually.
All right, good. Just tell me where. Travis.
Hey. Right,
that's my line. What are you drinking?
I was waiting on it.
It's good.
Been here a while.
It's fine. It's good. I'm finishing, hopefully, my bottle of Gaolong single malt from China that I got from Costco. It is the super ornate dragon bottle that I bought because it looked cool. And yeah, that's what I'm, it's got like, it's got a little bit of a peaty smell, and it's got like, I don't know, some smoky notes, and it's really hard to describe the flavor.
Stop it.
I don't know how to like describe, I think we would need to invent a flavor in order to describe. Okay, guys, the other day. Thank you, Rick. Thank you. I worked hard on that one. The other day, I was rummaging through the refrigerator because I like to snack at night and it's not healthy, but I'm like, I'm going to see what works. And I did the old cup o' Cheerios, if you know what I'm talking about. Instead of using a bowl like a normal person, I poured it into a cup. Pour the milk on top of that ish. And while I was looking in the refrigerator, I was like, I mean, pouring maple syrup on top of this can't be bad.
Mm.
So I did. And it actually tasted like Honey Nut Cheerios. I was like, God damn it, this is so good. But it got me thinking, like, how else should we be inventing? Like, what combinations should we be putting together to make these new flavors? Or just like, coming up with something off the top of our, just like something that's missing in this world that we need. So I'm hoping that we can invent a new flavor. Who's got a tasty palate? Drew? Nothing. I can't see you, so.
Oh, you can't see my hand raised? Fuck.
No.
maybe the best thing that ever happened to us. I actually do have one. It is a, so it does exist as a smell. But there's nothing in the world that, like, you know how you've got like Birdie Bots every flavored beans where you got grass and all those different flavors, but there's nothing that specifically tastes like this. Maybe the closest thing I could get to it would be like a scotch or a Japanese whiskey or something like that, but it's petrichor.
Okay.
And so it's the smell right after it rains.
Ooh.
And the rain is mixing with the dirt and oils on like the pavement, and you get that like kind of earthy, like almost oily smell to it, and a little bit of that like kind of dustiness as well. But there, and it does exist. It's a recorded thing. It's an actual word, but there's nothing that tastes like that. So that's what I want, and I'm a fan of weird things. Weird flavors, especially for my drinks and my liquors and that kind of thing. But some kind of either liqueur or like straight type of whiskey that actually had that kind of a taste and aroma to it. Yeah. That's what I want.
That could be good. The thing that popped into my head, applications for it, honestly, are endless if you're weird like me. But I want to somehow bottle and make a thick sauce for that tastes like beef jerky. And I can just essentially pour beef jerky on top of other foods. That's what I want. Just, I don't know. Again, it would probably be something sparingly, because beef jerky in itself, you can't like really mix it with other things well. Like, it's just its own thing. But if I could liquefy it, turn it into a flavor and add it to a sandwich or add it to, I don't know, eggs. I'm weird, so like, give me ice cream. Why not? I'm just gonna pour that shit on top of everything, and just have jerky all day, every day.
I'm here for that, Travis, because I know Rick's thoughts on beef jerky.
Yeah,
but I make my own jerky every once in a while, and I have like a marinade.
Right,
but it's a lot of different components. There's not just a bottle I can pick up from the grocery store that's like, put this on your meat and it'll taste like beef jerky. So
right.
I love that.
That's right. Go for it.
No thoughts. I'm keeping an open mind, as Drew alluded to. I am not a beef jerky fan, but I guess my question is, have you ever like added, I mean, why do you need the sauce? Why do you not just chop up? Have you chopped up
beef because jerky? Because I don't, I want it as the flavor. So like
maybe not necessarily the crunch, if you will.
Right. So okay, all right, ice cream, I'm going to say it for the podcast, but like as ice cream as the example, this could be super gross, but for like a beef jerky ice cream, I don't want it to chew like beef jerky. Maybe some like little tiny nuggets in there might be cool, but just like
taste the leather. I want in your mouth.
Texture of ice cream with the flavor of beef jerky.
All right.
Other flavors, Ben, Rick. No other flavors. So,
Rick is, all right, Rick so is baffled and dislikes.
I just don't understand.
This was difficult. I mean, I came up with two. One was a flavor that existed, and I put it into something that it doesn't exist. And another one's not really a flavor. It's more of a style of something that has a well-known flavor. So,
okay.
All right. There's enough prep. The first flavor that exists for me, I was trying to think of something that everybody loves, and generally everybody loves at least one type of Girl Scout cookie. So I was trying to come up with a line of something that has a Girl Scout cookie flavor that doesn't exist. And I kept coming back to something else, like a soda line, but Girl Scout cookie sodas, like they don't exist.
Salty mint chocolate chip ice cream.
So there's definitely ice creams. So trust me, I know that. But like trying to think of other sweet things out there. And I was thinking how fun it would be to have like a Samoa soda or a Thin Mint soda or a shortbread soda, like something like that. You know, sodas, they're synonymous with sweet stuff. And I looked everywhere. I did not find anything for Girl Scout cookie sodas. So that was kind of like my idea is creating that flavor for a soda line.
Oh, Ben, before you go.
Yeah.
I fucking love that idea.
Oh, good.
I love Girl Scout cookies, and there are not enough culinary vessels in which they are used and utilized in. And I think a Girl Scout soda line would literally and figuratively kill.
Nice. They do like, so Rick, you're right. They do a lot of ice creams for Girl Scouts. They do a lot of cocktails for like Girl Scouts.
But I would buy Girl Scout flavored popcorn.
Oh, that's
yes.
An interesting idea. I would like the sweet and salty aspect.
Destroy Girl Scout flavored popcorn.
That's an awesome idea. You get one of the bins and have like a section for each cookie.
Yes. Instead of like caramel popcorn, it's Thin Mint in one. And yes.
And here's what I want. Energy drinks.
Yes.
Because energy drinks in general are always, except for like the coffee lines, like the Monsters and the Starbucks Frappuccinos, whatever, they're always berry flavored or like fruit flavored.
Frappuccinos.
I want a like Something not too Starbucks. Sweet, but a Samoa flavored soda with caffeine in it.
Yes.
Yes. Just
amazing.
Yes.
I would
tweet this out right now.
Yeah. Girl Scouts. No. Keep this under wraps. We got $1 million idea right here.
Girl Scouts.
$1 million idea. Where's the patent office?
Yes.
Where's the shark?
Yes.
Why aren't we on Shark Tank right now?
Ironically, as much as I would laugh if Girl Scout cookies become our first sponsor over a beer, you know what? I'm okay with it.
Ooh, now that's interesting.
That would be hilarious. And I'm
as
here
long
for
as
it.
We get these things shipped to us for tasting.
There is probably some kind of thin mint stout out there somewhere on some microbrewery or something like that.
I mean, yeah, probably, but it needs still to be a. What's the
but that's not good enough.
Needs to be a national brand so we all know about it.
That's right. Exactly.
Ben, did you ever have the Coco DeVille over at Variant Brewing?
Absolutely.
That's kind of what I'm thinking, like less sweet.
Oh, okay. Nice.
But
I keep going back to, because Wicked Weed used to make so many, like the cookies and cream, and they used to do all kinds of stuff like this. But yeah.
I got that Dark Angel still. It's so good.
Ben, what was, not that it really matters, but what was your second option?
Well, this was, it's funny because you said energy drink, because I was trying to think outside the box. Like I came up with my flavor.
Mm-hmm. Mm, talk about
then,
energy drinks. Very nice.
Now that's interesting. But no, I was like, okay, so they make like sleepy time tea. They make energy drinks. So I was like, okay, well, what's something that is something that a lot of people do that makes you feel better? You know, sleep, energy. So I was thinking... de-stressing, like screaming.
I don't have video right now.
I was thinking screaming in a car. No, I'm not. We're not going to create a line of masturbation energy drinks or anything like that. But I was thinking like coming up with a flavor like car scream, you know, like
okay,
tea or car scream drink or something like that. And you drink it when, and you know that once you drink it, you're going to be de-stressed. So that was like my inventing, but yeah.
That's it. Like, I like that out of the, like, that is not about it considered, but taking an emotion or feeling and turning it into a flavor, that's genius. I love that idea.
Well,
I love
it's both. Like, kind of branching off of Drew's petrichor idea. Like it's taking something other than an actual flavor that exists.
Kind of,
but
a
that's
complex,
like a smell almost. His is more like a smell or something that does exist.
Yeah.
But there's like an idea to it. Ben's is like a walk in the park.
Right.
Drink like I drink this and I feel like I do if I'm just going for a casual stroll to de-stress, or I go to an arcade and play some games to like,
it smells like BO
and old sweaty men
Galaga flavor
shitty beers. Sorry,
you're really good at that. Rick, do you have a flavor?
No.
Dude, this it was hard.
No.
Is there?
I'm taking the Girl Scout flavor popcorn as my
that you can flavor. Have that. That was brilliant. That's all.
Just you. To kind of continue it a little bit, Rick. Is there an emotion, a feeling that you'd want to consume, in one way or another?
Driving a tank, popcorn.
No, because that would hurt.
It's just chewing metal.
Right. No, I. Yeah. No. Just. Let's move along. Let's not waste your time.
Okay. So Girl Scout cookie flavor
Ben's.
It is. Is that it?
For Drew? Ben's Girl Scout.
I had one more tentative idea. I don't even remember how many years ago where they found a mammoth completely like frozen in ice and then they de-thawed it and ate some of the meat. But something like that flavored? Where it's like, or no, just like something that we would have no concept of what it would taste like, but we know it exists, like a moon rock.
Okay.
You know for a fact somebody has licked an actual moon rock because they were just curious about it.
They snuck into NASA, so they're like...
Yeah, they're just like, or it was just like one of the scientists collecting the samples when it came back to Earth and was just like, I gotta know.
This is for science.
For science. And then like whatever that flavor is of like scientific exploration flavor, I want that.
That's a good one.
I like it.
But we're going Girl Scout cookie flavored.
Oh yeah, right? 100%. Okay. Yeah.
Done. I'm shocked. that Girl Scouts don't advertise on television.
Reaching.
No, you're better than that.
Trying?
You're better than that.
Even your bad ones are better than that, Travis.
I'm aware.
Speaking of Angelica.
Nope. She was not a Girl Scout. But you know who was the worst TV character? Yeah, I got nothing. Guys.
Bye. It's like you're that bystander watching the train derail, and I think I've used that before, but I'm just gonna watch it happen.
Soda and popcorn are great with TV watching. Ooh. Unless it's watching. I'm sorry, I'm just like throwing shit out.
No, you it can't it actually
better,
work.
It was, I mean, it was better.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, go watch it. It can't actually work.
Fuck.
Guys, there's a long, long history of television, and there are characters that are good, and there are characters that are bad, and some of those characters are the worst. Which TV character is the worst? I'm gonna jump out there because this is not one. In my research, I had one that I'm like, I could go this route, but let me go see the rest of the list. And I found someone who was incredibly selfish and was kind of a bully to like his best friend, and basically would tell his best friend that he's stupid or that his ideas were bad. And he just like, This character was so, his best friend was so innocent and so blissfully unaware, and this character, I think, just ruined his like just his innocence. And out of left field, I'm gonna go Keenan from Keenan and Kel.
Well, not where I thought you were going.
Yeah, yeah, just
my God, I was guessing the brain from Pinky and the Brain.
I thought about that
with what very, you're saying.
But it's basically the same show, so I'm okay with that. Except Keenan's not the same. Keenan's
that
not
is a fantastic
smart. Hot take.
Thing to throw hot out take. Into the universe.
Keenan and Kel is
basically the same.
Pinky and the Brain, if you think about it. So I'm glad you made that connection because that was the
thinking about it.
Other one, but yeah, Keenan's kind of an asshole. He's just like, Kel, I know what we're going to do tonight. And then they go do some stupid thing, and Kel's trying to convince him, no, don't do that because of like a good moral reason. And Keenan's like, nah, don't worry about that. And then they get into trouble, and then they kind of weasel their way out. And it's just like, Kel's just trying to be him, man. He's just trying to drink his orange soda and just live his life. And Keenan's just being a bad friend. And that's why Keenan's the worst TV character. And or Pinky. Sorry, Brain.
There you go.
Sorry.
I like your answer. I do love Keenan and Kel, though. So
great show.
I enjoyed the show.
Great show. Awful person character.
You know, I like your character because it makes you think a little bit more, because most people wouldn't think Keenan, you know, because of the show. And I feel bad about my list now because I actually have four. And I have one that tops them all, but they're actually bad people. Well, there's some of them are bad people. I did put one on the list that was going to piss Drew off, but
I want to hear all of it.
But my top one was really easy for me. I spent all of 5 minutes trying to come up with the worst TV character. And honestly, yes, this TV character was a bad person, but he was also just annoying to watch. Like, nobody wanted to watch this guy in his show. And yes, this is a Game of Thrones character. It's Joffrey Baratheon. He was an annoying little kid. He was, I don't even remember, season and a half, two seasons, whatever it was. But even when he was on TV, yes, he was a bad person, but he was also a terrible character. He was not enjoyable when you're watching the show. Mm-hmm. So Joffrey Baratheon, just you could have not existed and the show still would have been great.
And I want to make a point that the actor played the character phenomenally, right? He played a character that everyone hated. And so when we say the character, we literally mean Yeah. The character. We're not taking away from the person's acting abilities.
Actor did a great job.
Yeah.
But the show like, still would have been great. Was
awful. Yeah.
Without the character, because the character just sucked.
That's fair. Rick or Drew?
I had two, and I struggled this one because I originally took it as worst character just because they were it was not done well.
I like that. Yeah.
Yeah, but I felt like that there's just bad actors out there. So I went with person who played the role so incredibly. People kind of lauded him as being a protagonist, but in general, if you're just looking at it objectively, he's just a piece of shit. And that's Walter White.
Okay.
Breaking Bad. Amazing show. It deserves all the accolades it got. There were some bad seasons, bad episodes. In general, just a fantastic show overall. But at the end of the day, dude's making and selling meth.
Yeah.
And that's just not, it's just objectively just not a good thing. So he's,
fair.
And some of the things he does during his time on the show, including like poisoning a child, blackmailing his partner and best friend, a million different things that you could say about him. Cranston does an amazing job playing his character, but at the end of the day, when you look at it as a whole, he should not be praised as a good person. He's just not good.
He's basically Kenan.
No. That's like 10 times worse than thinking of right.
Jesse is Kel. It's no, perfect. It fits so well. Jesse's out there selling his drugs, just doing his loves thing.
Cooking meth.
Walter Kel White's like, no, Kel. We're gonna do this my way.
Sleeping next to his dead girlfriend.
Yeah. It was a dark version of Kenan and Kel. That's all it was.
You're gonna relate that back to Kenan and Kel for the next three episodes.
Of course I am.
But yeah, that's my go-to. My backup, Scrappy Doo.
Okay.
Nice.
Great pick. Nice.
Fucking terrible.
I almost like that better than Walter White.
Annoying.
For different reasons. For different reasons. Like, did not need to be part of the series. I did some research into it because I just didn't know. And I remember watching Scooby-Doo as a child and loving Scooby-Doo. And then Scrappy came in with his Puppa Puppy power. And I was just like, I hate this. So much more
annoying and unnecessary.
Annoying 100%. And unnecessary. Like, they legitimately brought him in because the ratings were kind of tanking and Scooby-Doo had run its course. And they brought him in as a character, and the creative team did not like it. And they eventually left to make their own, like, other shows. But yeah, he just had no purpose in that show except to try and boost ratings for a little bit longer to keep the show running.
Rick.
Are we allowed to pick from reality TV shows?
I'm okay with that.
Sure.
Absolutely.
It said TV shows.
Snooki.
Because yeah, I have two picks here.
If you one, just said the Kardashians, I'd be like,
I think acceptable. Drew might remember. But so my reality TV show pick, did anybody ever watch Rock of Love with Brett Michaels?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. I think we watched it together.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did.
On that the large TV that your parents used to have, like before the tube LEDs.
TV, giant tube TV,
The runner-up in season one, Lacey Scholes, is a terrible human being. So that's one of my votes.
That entire statement, Rick, the runner-up of season one, tells me so much.
Just for that,
tells me so much.
She made an impact on Rick.
She did. She really did. But my second one is Jerry from Tom and Jerry. Not a good mouse.
He was the protagonist.
No, not always.
But incorrectly portrayed as such.
He's more of an anti-hero if you think about it.
Yes. Okay, I like
anti-hero,
this.
Yes.
I like this. This is good.
Yes.
He is kind of a dick.
Tom just minded, it's much like Travis's kind of opinion, you know? Tom just minded
they're basically Kenan and Kel.
Shut up, Travis.
You know what? God. Yes. Yes.
Coyote and Roadrunner, just like Kenan
and Kel. New last call. How can you relate?
Bugs Bunny and Yosemite Sam.
Kenan and Kel.
Kenan and Kel.
Yes.
Oh, that's so good.
Keep going, Rick.
That's all I got. I mean, yes, it's basically Keenan.
No, yeah. I like it, Rick, because literally the cat's only job in life to be kept as a cat is to catch,
yeah,
kill and dispatch the mouse, and he just happens upon the one that fucks his shit up over and over again.
Yeah, keeps trying to steal stuff, steal
for
food,
no reason.
You know, just pester him, and then he goes and gets his dog to fight the battles for him. Like, come on, come on,
come on.
And I mean, like, dog, not like his dog. So, you know, one would be okay. But
all right, so we have Keenan, we have Joffrey Baratheon, we have Walter White, we have Scrappy Doo, and we have Jerry the Mouse and some bitch I don't know. Yeah.
There you go.
Of those, who is the worst TV character? And I'm going to sell mine out because I don't think that the worst TV character can be, not the protagonist, can be the main character in the show. The show's subject, right? And that is Walter White, that's Keenan. I don't think it can be that person because, again, it's based around that person. So it can't really be the worst. So I would actually go with Scrappy Doo because he was a late addition. He was a terrible late addition.
I'm okay
and
with that.
He was just not a good late addition. Just made the show worse.
I'm on board. Yeah,
I'm totally good with Scrappy Doo.
Drew?
Yeah, I'll take it. Yeah.
Cool.
No, I would have given anything for Drew to be like, no. It's no.
Wait, I didn't get, I got to say my backups though.
Yeah, go for it.
I had three backups. So the first one, I'm assuming you guys have seen Friends at least once. So Janice from Friends, the terrible.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then this might be a little controversial out there because so many people like the show Seinfeld, but George Costanza is such a whiny little bitch.
It's true.
Terrible.
You're not wrong.
Terrible character. Like every episode, all he did was complain about something. Like he played the part brilliantly, but it was a terrible, terrible character.
You're not wrong.
And then last but not least, I'm sorry to say, but Rory Gilmore was a bit of a bitch.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
No, I don't disagree with that.
So she's on my list.
She was considered on my list. Drew will know that my list, actually my number one was going to be Pam Beasley. Fucking hate that bitch.
No.
She's terrible. And the other one, the other one was going to be Jack Bauer.
Ooh.
I can't.
Explain that one.
I can't hear
a
fucking word that guy says.
We have to protect the president.
Speak up, asshole.
He's only got 24 hours. Okay, my other two backups, mostly from comedies, Jean Ralphio from Parks and Rec.
No.
One of my favorites, my absolute favorite.
One of the best characters.
Worst characters ever.
Best.
Literally the worst.
No.
Nice.
No.
The worst.
Vito.
And then Gina from Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Is she the quiet one or is she the...
Really? No,
she was the original receptionist.
She was hilarious.
Exactly, but she was a terrible person and they forgave her.
That's
every
a good point,
time actually. She was terrible for no reason. She had no redeeming qualities.
That's a good point. She literally didn't care about anybody.
No, and they treated her like their best friend.
Yeah,
for many, many seasons, and then she got semi-famous and left the show. But yeah, those are my two kind of backups.
You know what would be the worst character?
You're really struggling today.
An alien? I don't fucking know.
Do you need
I had
Travis.
A segue with Jack Bauer, and
Travis.
You kept going. I had one, and you kept going.
Do you need a little pick-me-up?
I lost it. Do I need a pick-me-up?
A little energy drink, maybe flavored something like Samoa in a soda format.
As long as it
seems unnecessary.
What's the mint chocolate chip flavor? Don't give me that one.
Thin mint.
Thin mint. Yeah. Don't give me thin mints. Yeah. Don't give me that one.
You got a trefoil.
especially if it's not in one of those like freeze-dried ones that the astronauts use on a space mission exploring a different planet.
Got there in the end.
Yeah. Got to the planet in the end.
Today's episode is brought to you by Rocket Guitar Repair. Is your guitar beat up, dented, or is there dirt from the 70s still under the controls? Well, you're in luck. At Rocket Guitar Repair, Ray works on everything from acoustic and electric guitars to bass guitars, banjos, mandolins. If it has strings, Ray can fix it. With over 50 years playing, repairing, and building guitars, Rocket Guitar Repair can get your guitar repaired rocket quick. Call Rocket Guitar Repair at 678-400-3062 or visit rocketguitarrepair.com.
Guys, what three unnecessary inventions would actually be pretty helpful when you are exploring a new planet?
I'm going to hop out there.
Do it. Do it for me, Daddy.
Because these three things serve no purpose in life. But
I'm excited.
Now that I'm exploring potentially planets in the universe, they could work. Now, for one, I'm going to assume that I have a thriving, maybe not thriving, but just technology is involved, right? So I am able.
Yeah.
So technology is involved. So number one, you're exploring the galaxy. You need to know where you go. So useless invention number one is Foursquare. I need to use Foursquare to check in to the planets I visit to know where I'm going. All right. So that way I can chart my exploration.
All right, there's one.
Oh, so good.
My God.
So good.
It's not necessary at all. And plus, I get rewards for where I check in. So
wow.
That's number one. Number two, we don't know how the gravity is going to be. We don't know how the planet consistency is going to be. So obviously I'm going to need a segue to explore the planet.
I got you.
Number two is segue for me. And then number three, what if I encounter some unhospitable people? You know, what if they're trying to hail me on the comms and try and talk to me or target, maybe
Captain Kirk over here.
Right. Or target me like with their firing computers. And so I need something that's going to make it impossible for them to hit the buttons that they want to hit. So give me pop-up ads as number three to explore the universe as my defense factor.
Mm. Rick went metaphysical and I really
like it. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. So, and I'm here for it.
I'm proud of you.
Those are the three.
I'm
proud of you.
I'm afraid to follow that.
Cheers. I will go. It won't be as good. But I got three. First one is you're going to be probably alone-ish. So you need some sort of entertainment.
Yes. About one of those last night.
Yeah. I went with a belt buckle that's made out of bubble wrap.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Pretty easy, right?
Yeah.
You just pop the bubble wrap. It could also be the full belt. I don't know. Just some sort of belt made out of bubble wrap. At least 5 minutes of entertainment. And it can hold up your space fans. The next one, space is cold, man. You don't know where you're going to be. And in one sweatshirt, it's probably not enough. So give me the two-person sweatshirt.
it was on my backup.
The last one I got, I'm imagining that at some point you might shave your head, right? Because you don't want to keep cutting your hair. You don't want to style it. So you're just shaving your head and your space helmet might be a little too big. So give me the brimless baseball cap.
Ooh.
As my third unnecessary invention that actually could be helpful and might make the space helmet just a little bit more snug and fit correctly.
Isn't that just a yarmulke?
No. And that is anti-Semitic, and I don't appreciate that. That is, yeah.
So I saw the walking sleeping bag when I was doing some research on this.
And what is that? Rich.
I don't know, but I thought it. Oh, sorry, Drew. Sorry. Drew, you're up.
Drew, do you want to go or do you want me to go?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'll go. Number one's a walking sleeping bag.
Yes.
You're on an inhospitable planet and you need some warmth and comfort, but you still got to be mobile. It literally looks like, it kind of looks like from Ghostbusters, it looks like you're the Michelin Man, but walking around in it, and it has two legs instead of just the one. So it's a sleeping bag that you can walk around in. It's awesome. Expect everyone to look it up. Number two, avocado peeler. Okay. I'm going to need you guys to, just Google it real quick. Look it up. And this is inventions that exist.
What?
That are real, yep. That don't need to exist.
That's ridiculous.
It is a single tool used for basically cutting into an avocado, taking the pit out, and then slicing it into individual slices, which if I'm cooking and I'm using an avocado, I'm probably using a knife and a spoon anyways. I can do all of that without a tool specifically designed for that. But it does exist. But if I'm on a planet, it does have a sort of knife tool to it. It has kind of a grabber thing to get the pit out. And then it has kind of almost like a, you could use it as a digging tool on the back end, the little round part with the slices. So I feel like it would be kind of a multi-tool use in an emergency situation. Last but not least, for Travis's sake, everyone loves a Slinky.
Everyone loves a Slinky.
Is that how you're going to friend the enemies?
No, for entertainment value, you have a Slinky, which you can do so much with. And then, worst comes to worst, it's just a long coil of metal. You can do a lot with that. I mean, I could jimmy some locks. I could bridge the gap if I need to do some electrical work. It could function as some sort of coil for heating other things. I don't know, but I felt like the Slinky was the epitome of technically useless.
You're right,
but at the end of the day, it's a piece of extruded metal that could be used for a lot of different things.
I like it. Okay, this was hard for me, but I think I came up with something. So I'll start with kind of where I'll start with what a lot of you guys have already talked about, some kind of transportation functional thing. If you're exploring a new planet, you kind of need to be able to move around. One invention that I've never really seen necessary, you've got motorcycles and you've got cars. I've never quite understood the three-wheeled motorcycle. Maybe it's for motorcyclers that can't keep balance anymore. I don't really know, but I mean, they look kind of cool on the road. But what's the purpose? If you can't ride a motorcycle anymore, just jump in a car. It's fine.
Sure.
So I'm going to get around on a three-wheeled motorcycle. Unnecessary invention gets me around. Second thing, I want to be able to scare off bad alien enemies, whatever, mutant insects, whatever it is on these other planets. But I also want to have something that may provide some entertainment value. So I went bagpipes. Unnecessary. Quite annoying, given, if you're not in the right atmosphere. But if you think about it, plays a screeching sound, blows up, gets smaller, bigger, smaller, could ward off bad creatures. Who knows?
So talking about bagpipes?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. And then last, I was thinking shelter.
Yeah.
But I was thinking, how do you make a shelter out of something that's unnecessary, that's been invented? So I went to elementary school to the colorful parachute that we all played with.
Ooh, all right.
As my shelter.
Nice.
It's ridiculous that we created this giant game for kids that could land on kids and potentially suffocate them. But
it's true.
For an unnecessary invention, it could provide shelter. And then, crazy colors could ward off bad enemies at the same time. So
as long as you had 15 small children to run inside and sit on the edge of it and keep it up as a dome. Yeah,
exactly. Completely unnecessary and unsafe invention, but could come in handy.
God, I want to play with one of those right now.
Those were my three. This was a hard topic.
All right. So we've got what unnecessary invention would actually be helpful when exploring a new planet. We got the app Foursquare. We've got pop-up ads and a segue. We've got the brimless baseball cap, bubble wrap belt, and the two-person sweatshirt. We've got the walking sleeping bag, an avocado peeler, and a slinky. And we've got a three-wheeled motorcycle, bagpipes, and the color parachute.
I'm going to auto vote for Foursquare.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes. 100% Foursquare. That was up there. Brilliant. Yeah. I'm still trying to figure that one out.
People got to know where you're at and what you're the king of.
It's funny. All unnecessary. I thought you said 2% sweatshirt.
The sweatshirt makes me laugh. You know, potentially could be big enough to provide shelter.
Don't sell yourself short, Ben. I want Ben's parachute as
I'm okay with the parachute
as shelter
because it could also provide entertainment. And it's not as far as inventions go, it's pretty unnecessary. It's just a big nylon flag. So we'll go color parachute.
We need something to travel.
I mean, the only real travel is the motorcycle or the Segway, but I feel like that's
on the nose. It's too on the nose.
Yeah, yeah. So I would like to put forth the bubble wrap belt because it can also hold up your pants.
I'm having a hard time not going with the walking sleeping bag, but because that could also protect you from bad plants.
Sleeping bag. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So our three unnecessary inventions that would actually help whilst exploring a new planet are a walking sleeping bag, a color parachute, and the app Foursquare.
I think we've done good, chaps.
Okay. Yeah.
I think we've done good.
That was
We're gonna survive.
That was an episode. I actually think the color parachute was invented in the 1980s, which is a great segue into our last call, which is iconic songs of the 1980s. I don't know if the color parachute was made in the 80s, but
nice.
It is now.
Force it.
Way to work it. It is now.
Ladies of the
80s. Yes.
Yes.
I know what I'm watching tonight.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Anyway, you guys ready for last call?
Yes.
Chair.
Guys, I was finally catching up on The Last of Us and heard an old song. I can say old because I'm not technically, I'm 89, but like we're all from the 80s. I heard a song from the 80s. I'm like, man, I haven't heard this song in a long time. And I was like, we should do a last call for iconic 80s songs. So just like before and all the other ones, I'll give you kind of an obscure lyric that you might know. You probably should know if you know the song. And then I'll give you a much easier lyric. First one to, I'm going to say raise their hand. So Drew's just fucked on this.
I'm going to head out.
Yeah, no, just blurt it out if you know the song title. And everyone good? Everyone ready? They're going to start kind of easy and then get a little harder. First here. So, can't you see me standing there? I got my back against the record machine.
Isn't that one that Britney Spears did? After the fact,
maybe. I don't know. Next lyric,
Madonna.
I ain't the worst that you've seen. Can't you see what I mean?
Oh fuck.
I mean, we might as well get to the next one.
Clearly,
we might as well get to the next one.
Jackal.
It's Jackal.
Jackal. Oh, might as well jump.
Good jump. Job, Drew.
Oh, nice.
No idea who that is.
Van Halen.
Wow, really?
1984.
Next song. Back against the record. This one, everyone, pay attention. I was talking about... You. This one should be quick.
Reminds me of Ready Player One.
Ew.
Okay. Strangers waiting up and down the boulevard.
Is that Green Day?
80s, Ben.
up.
Oh, wait.
Yes, Journey. Don't stop believing. Don't stop believing.
I think it was Ben.
Well done.
But it was a very close. I think I would give it to Ben.
I did say Journey first.
You did, but that doesn't necessarily help me. Next song. I mean,
getting the band.
Whatever. I'm taking
in
it.
My eyes, getting the band is as impressive as the actual song for the 80s.
Again, these first five should be, all of us should be able to get them. This next song, first lyric, you have to show them that you're really not scared. You're playing with your life. This ain't no truth or dare.
I've got nothing.
Zero things.
Showing how funky and strong is your fight. It doesn't matter who's wrong or right.
Beat It, Michael Jackson.
Thank you, Ben.
Okay. All right.
The rhyme totally gave it away.
Yeah. Next song. But she hears only whispers of some quiet conversation. She's coming in 12:30 flight.
Africa.
Yes!
Nice. Well done. Good job.
Conversation.
Nice.
Proud of you.
Next song. Taste me, you will see. More is all you need. Dedicated to how I'm killing you. Rick just gave up.
It's like, nah.
Next lyric. Come crawling faster. Your life burns faster.
Ooh. Is that Master of Puppets?
It is Master of Puppets. Well done.
It sounded like a rock song. Rick. Nice, Rick.
Yeah.
Master of Puppets. Such a good song.
God, that was 80s?
Yeah.
Don't worry. I'll shock you all with some random knowledge.
That was good. I got it.
Okay, so those were the easy five.
Pulling Master of Puppets out of the air.
Such a good
It song. Was just on Stranger Things, so that's why I made sure to grab it.
But, oh, that was a good episode. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Stranger Things still going on?
Yeah.
One more season.
Right. Yep. Okay. I'm going to run through these relatively quick because these five, there might be one you guys get, but like some of them are pretty, and personally to me, pretty good. So we'll see. He knows where he's taking me where I want to be. I'm taking a ride with my best friend. Nope. Okay. We're flying high. We're watching the world pass us by. Never want to come down. Never want to put my feet back down on the ground.
Nope.
So this is the song I was talking about. This is called Never Let Me Down Again. This was on episode 1 of The Last of Us. So I was like, oh, this is next song. You really want to know, you really want to go, there's only two things you got to do. No? Okay. If all I've heard is true, there's nothing much I can do to change the word. It's irreversible.
Madonna.
Nice.
Close. But not.
That's the name of the song, Madonna.
This is one of my favorites, Gonna Raise Hell by Cheap Trick. Fantastic song.
Sure. Yeah.
Fantastic song.
Cheap Trick?
Yes. Cheap Trick. Next song. Everybody wants you. Everybody wants your love. I'd just like to make you mine. All mine.
Sounds techno.
Not really.
The 80s?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I hope this gives it away. If it doesn't, I understand. Not a lot of people our age listen to fans, but me. Na 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 now, baby, give it up.
Give it up. KC and Sunshine Band.
There you go. Yeah, I gave it right there. Well that's done.
That's on my tailgate playlist. Yeah,
we got one. Okay,
it's like you just sang boom bop, and you're like, "This should give it up."
Beep it up.
Boom bop, boom bop.
That's how I sing it in the song.
To somebody born in 2000.
I was feeling energy from the girls behind me.
Exactly.
Give it up.
Next song. But I made it home alive. So you said that only proves that I'm insane. Oh, okay. Oh, but it just maybe a lunatic you're looking for. Turn out the light. Don't try to save me. This is
sounds like an 80s song.
Most people only know one song of his, and this is Billy Joel's You Might Be Right.
Oh, I mean, I know that song. I know a lot of Billy Joel, but yeah that was hard. Yeah. That was hard.
We weren't.
Without the melody, it's just...
It's hard.
That's why, why it's the game.
What was the name of the song again? You might be right. Never mind.
You may be right. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Real quick, it's Ben 3, Drew 2, and Rick 1. We'll make
on
it
on the board.
Points. We'll make it 2 points. See if anyone gets this. Actually, Rick, you might know this one. You may not know the title, but if you can... Rick, if you can give me the movie this is from.
Oh, come on. Give Rick a fucking handicap over here.
He's down 2, okay? Anyway.
To tie.
Anyway.
Handicap to tie.
Because he probably knows this movie. Anyway, first lyric is, who knows what tomorrow brings? In a world few hearts survive. All I know is the way I feel. When it's real, I keep it alive. Okay, next part. This one might give it away. Where the eagles cry on a mountainside, love lifts us.
Love lifts us up where we belong.
I'm going to give that to Drew.
Is that what that is?
Drew, do it.
It's up where we belong.
And it's Pitch Perfect. Is the...
it's from...
100% guess.
It's a... It's actually from Austin, a gentleman.
Yeah, I think it was in like Top Gun or some other movie.
Probably, yeah. That one.
On a mountain high. I think.
Drew, good for you. Good nice. For you.
I'm glad that the song title, as is a lot of 80s songs, I'm glad the title was in one of the main lyrics.
Of course. I had to try. I had to give you something. Real quick, a recap. It is Drew 4, because it was worth 2, Ben 3, Rick 1. However, there's actually a bonus song.
Ruh-roh.
Can you guys, without me giving any lyrics, tell me the song that I'm thinking about that I hopefully told you about at some point during this conversation?
Life After Love by Cher.
That was one of the ones I considered, but no, I think that was actually 90s. Drew, venture a guess. This could be for all the marbles.
But I still win if nobody answers it.
That's fair. Jeopardy. That's fair. But Ben could get it right. Ben, popular 80s song. I mentioned it during this entire last call.
I don't know. Push It by Salt and Pepper.
No, but good guess. Ben.
No idea.
Ben, will you please kindly read to me the first word of the last 5 songs that I did?
Oh, God. Rick Astley.
Yeah.
Oh, never going to give you up.
Wow. You worked way too hard.
I did.
Joke, Travis.
Oh, I did.
Good.
It was so good.
You get no points, Ben.
It was so good.
And may God have mercy on your soul.
Oh, man.
The lowest voice on a white guy ever.
Do you know how hard it was to find maybe some sort of 80s song that happened to start with those words?
I'm assuming we went to work today and you didn't. That's what I'm saying.
I did it between 8 and 8:30. It took me about half an hour. I luckily found a website that was like, here is all of the songs that start with this word. And I kind of filtered through it. I'm like, not that. And I could tell that Lil Jon wasn't in the 80s. So I kind of skipped past those. Oh, maybe this song, Casey and the Sunshine Band. I'm like, they're in the 80s. Oh, give it up. Perfect. That's easy. Got it. But yeah, I Gonna Raise You Hell, Never Let Me Down, You May Be Right by Millie Joel. I don't know those songs very well.
So I know them all except for the Depeche Mode song. So, I mean, you did a pretty good job.
Looking back at them, those are well-known songs.
I've
heard them, but actually, I'm terrible at song titles.
Yeah.
Right. I tried to pick songs that we would kind of know, because there were a couple in the 80s that might have fit that, but I picked the more popular of the one. But like, if I'm picking like the first 5 versus the second 5, the first 5 were much easier. Like, anyway, guys, that was my hour long Rickroll for everyone. And for that, we're going to get kicked out of the bar.
Yes.
Deservedly so.
Deservedly so. Guys, follow us on the Twitter. Follow us on YouTube. We're going to try to live stream at some point. We're going to do it tonight, but it didn't happen, and that's fine. We'll figure it out. We'll get some sort of technology to work at some point. But just remember, at the end of the day, this is our podcast, and you're just along for the ride.